Hello and welcome. I'm Alec Hogg. You've read the headlines on biznews.com, watched the interviews on BizNews TV, and caught up on the latest BizNews briefing. So now let's talk about what the latest developments mean for your money. This is the Editor's Desk, exclusive analysis for BizNews Premium members. Today is Tuesday, the 2nd of December. I'm glad to have you with me. Well, the big story on biznews.com this morning, unquestionably, is R.W. Johnson's takedown of the DA leader, John Steenhuisen. Now, just by way of background, there's no love lost between the two of them. Johnson has been a long-time critic of Steenhuisen, and from what Steenhuisen has said to me privately, the feeling is mutual. Johnson feels that Steenhuisen is someone who should not have been elevated to that position, and the problem that has arisen now, as you'll see when you read the article, is the question of Steenhuisen's finances. Now, they burst into the open with a 150,000 rand debt that he has on his credit card. And, well, the backstory appears to be that the head of the financial arrangements at the DA, Dion George, who is the Minister currently of Environmental Affairs, took away Steenhuisen's credit card. And the reason for that was that Steenhuisen had apparently been not using it the way that he should have used it. Well, the retribution, apparently again, was sharp and quick. Dion George being offered the position of Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, which he refused, and then being essentially fired by the leader of the DA on the grounds that he's underperforming. Of course, what makes all of this even more of a contestation is that the replacement for Dion George is the DA spokesman, Willie Oukamp, and he has been aligned with the non-environmental lobby, the wildlife promotion shooting lobby, if you want to put it that way. No, it's getting terribly confusing for me. But what's happening within the DA is not very pleasant right now. And John Steenhuisen, who I've had a few kind of issues with him, but in the main, I found him to be a very affable, very pleasant, very engaging person. And he appears to have run out of road now. You might recall that there was quite a lot of controversy around calling his ex-wife roadkill. There was also controversy on the fact that his wife, Terry, who they've been married for ages, was formerly married to Michael Beaumont, who's the right hand of Herman Mashaba. And one wonders how much of that had to do with the terrible falling out between Action SA and the DA, when had they worked together, especially in Gauteng, it could have been a very different picture to what the Gauteng ratepayers, particularly in Tshwane and Johannesburg, have had to go through. So personalities shouldn't enter the picture when you are a leader and elevated to a position of power on behalf of others. But it appears that when you do have this kind of deep controversy, and it's been well documented or well discussed that Steenhuisen had an extramarital affair with Beaumont's ex-wife, even though it goes on for year, it's many, many years into the past, and they're very happily married and they've got a lovely family now. There's always going to be people who will poke holes in his credibility as a result of that. Getting back to R.W. Johnson's story, he's not the kind of person who worries about personalities or individuals. All he's saying really is that the DA needs a leader who is better qualified than Steenhuisen. And he says that he does not believe that Steenhuisen will survive through until the leadership elective conference, the DA's elective conference, which is in April next year, which incidentally I got an invitation to last week and have diarized. So I'll be there for you. It's over a weekend, good for them, giving everybody an opportunity to not cut into their working week. And it's at Gallagher Estates in Gauteng. What RW says is that he does not expect that John Steenhuisen will survive for the to counter re-election. The feedback I'm getting is that the most favoured successor, Jordan Hill Lewis, is a friend of John Steenhuisen's, and as a consequence, he is not going to put his name forward unless Steenhuisen steps down. It's quite a sordid kind of situation, isn't it? And when the DA is really hitting its straps around the country, to have this kind of problem hit them again, a leadership problem. And they've had a few, as RW explains in his article. I think you're going to find it fascinating reading. Well, many other people are already. So that's the backstory to the big story. The backstory to the investment story today, the top investment story, is that the Bidvest Group, founded by the inimitable Brian Joffe, has today told three of its directors that they have to repay the R1 million that it cost for them to go to the Paris Olympics. Now, it's not as simple as it all sounds. Bonang Mohale, the chairman of Bidvest, the non-execs, Dr. Renosi Mokate and Cindy Mabaso Koyana, were those who put their hands up at a board meeting when there was a request for which of the non-executive directors would like to accompany the Bidvest execs, presumably, who were watching the progress of the company's investment in sponsorship of Team South Africa at the Olympics. And these were the three who said, yes, they would go along. And now they are being told by shareholders in a 60% to 40% vote against that they must repay the money, pay back the money. It's most unusual to see this happening. And of course, all kinds of interpretations are now coming from it. But in the end result, if you're on company business, you've got to believe that the company should be paying for this. Otherwise, a non-executive director, and in particular your chairman, would in future say, hang on a minute, you know, who's picking up the tab for this? And are shareholders now going to be cross that I went along and represented the company in this occasion? The whole ESG story starts getting terribly convoluted when you get these kind of issues. I don't know the inside story. I do know Bonang Mohale. He's not a freeloader. He's not the kind of guy who would be going along there to try and have a freebie at the company's expense. He would almost certainly have done it out of a sense of duty. And I don't think he's going to feel too bad about having to pay the money that he's being asked to give back to the company. Bidvest reimbursed him to the tune of R4.5 million last year. That was the what the annual report tells us for the 12 months to the end of June. So I guess he would just take part of the remuneration that he got from them and give it back to them. Mokate received 2.3 million in director's fees and Mabaso Koyana 1.7 million. So they will be able to take out of what they received from Bidvest and give it back. But you still got to think to yourself, is this really the way that companies want to behave or that shareholders want to behave? And is it really right? Is it correct that if you are on company business, whether you're an executive director, there's no issue, of course, of the executives going along there and whatever they did in Paris. But if you're a non-executive director, so now you don't qualify for that, even though it was a board request. I don't know. Just feels a little bit wrong all round. And just to close off with, I hope that you're going to give us a try with our new morning show. It's called BizNews Daybreak. And for a long time, I've felt that there is something missing in the coverage, in our coverage in the mornings. We tried it, if you might recall, with BizNews Briefing. We began it as a live show in the mornings. Oh my goodness, that was difficult. So now what we're doing is we are packaging something for you specifically for the next morning. And when you get into your car to go to work, especially if you're in Johannesburg or Cape Town, which could be anything from 5:30 onwards, you will be able to get the BizNews Daybreak, where I'll give you the latest update on what happened overnight in the United States, and then an update on the latest company news. Plus, we have a compilation for you, or an extraction for you from BizNews Briefing the previous night, which airs at 7:30 in the evening. So here's the schedule. If you want to watch the BizNews Briefing, ENCA 7:30 every night, Monday to Thursday. If you then want to pick up the director's cut, which is the full interview on the interview that is featured on the briefing, that's available from 8 o'clock on the BizNews TV channel. And then every morning at, let's try, say 5:30 a.m., but definitely by 6 a.m., you will have BizNews Daybreak, our brand new show, which was launched yesterday. And I asked those on the BizNews premium WhatsApp groups to just give me some feedback, and it got a double thumbs up across the board. Thank you all. And a reminder, as a premium member, you are entitled to be a member of the WhatsApp groups. And if you are interested in anything from motor racing to the Iran Israel war, to Ukraine and Russia, through to Bitcoin, there's a special Bitcoin group, there's a crypto group, i.e. non-Bitcoin. There are, I think, 20 groups now, almost 20 groups in total, and they are very active, because it's like-minded people, members of the tribe, getting together on a WhatsApp group where they know it's moderated, so if anyone is disrespectful, then I will jump in, or one of the other administrators will jump in. And for the most part, the conversation is good. We've, I think, banned 2 people, that's all. And there's well over 1,000 now who participate in these various groups. There's one on investing, and the central group is called BizNews Interactive. That was the very first group, and these groups are interactive indeed. So, I'm just repeating the WhatsApp groups is that I will be posting the link to Daybreak, or to BizNews Daybreak, to our new morning show on the WhatsApp groups, or on the interactive group and on the investing group. And plus, there is a announcement channel on WhatsApp as well, which is available to everyone. It's not interactive, but it is available to everyone. And you'll find the link there as well. If all else fails, go along to my Twitter stream, or X stream, at Alec Hogg, and you'll see the link there too. We try and then add innovative ideas. And if you got some feedback, email me, alec@biznews.com. I'm going to leave it there for today. Keep an eye on your premium newsletter for links to our freshest published content. And thanks for trusting us with your time. I'm Alec Hogg. Until tomorrow, cheerio.